This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Who do the Patriots end up taking there with the fourth overall pick?
It's Will Campbell.
Yes!
I've made my case against why I wouldn't do it, but he checks a lot of needs for them. And then the hope is that you'll start him in left tackle and that he proves he belongs there. And if you talk to people who are being realistic, I don't think people really want to tell you. His tape last year wasn't that great. Like, I'm not talking bad, but I'm not talking top four pick in the draft good. It's just something that people have kind of glossed over because they like the player and they like, obviously, there's a need here. So pump him up as much as you can.
That is now noted Will Campbell hater Mike Giardi here on WEEI Afternoons just moments ago.
Hater? He just said he was picking him.
Except he just said he didn't have a good year and he's not worth the pick. And I have not heard anyone tell me if you watched. All I've heard is the criticism you've had. Arm length and hands.
And then he's not really worth a fourth overall pick.
But no one told me he didn't play well last year. He just said if you watch the tape, he didn't play well last year. People don't want to say it. Why do they not want to say it? What, are we being nice to Will Campbell? Do we have to protect Will Campbell? Like, what are we doing here?
Maybe just at this point, it sounds weird to say. Wait, no one's been talking negative about this guy, and then all of a sudden, something's. What's your angle? What are you trying to do? You're trying to, impact the draft?
Yeah, but I do feel like there's so many experts out there, quote unquote. I don't know how many are actual experts that want to get attention. One of them would say, I watch Will Campbell's tape. Forget about his short arms. He's not that good.
But if you're the only one doing it and you're pounding the table and all these voices are saying the opposite of what you're saying and you're really...
You better be right.
You know, like in the past, I think guys have gotten in trouble with agents.
Yeah.
It's been a bad look for people that have put information out there that has hurt the credibility of these potential players and impacted their draft order. So you got to be careful. If you're going to go... I don't think saying a guy isn't as good as people think is all that damning, but you get my point, right?
And they don't coach for a reason.
That's Will Campbell pushing back against some of the criticisms against him, including yours. But no, I just, like, people I trust, Dane Brugler with The Beast on The Athletic, I think he's been doing it long enough. He's got a pretty good track record. And I don't think he's a hot take artist where he's looking to, he puts together, he tells you what he thinks he sees or hears and whatever.
He watches that tape that apparently wasn't very good.
Absolutely. And he's got him as number 6 overall on his top 100 big board. Sixth best player in the draft, not tackle, not, mock draft, sixth best player. Field Yates has Will Campbell as fifth best player in the draft. So that's a pretty good prospect.
It is, but he evaluates off the charts on all the athletics. Like, so his high jump, his broad jump, his bench, his 40 is top 1%.
Right.
But then he gets pushed back. He has short arms. He doesn't have the length. He doesn't have the size. I'm gonna tell you this. I've watched his film, I go, he just looks undersized to me. He just does. He looks
like a guy that'll be bullied at the next level.
Yes, it looks like a guy that is just gonna get pushed back into the quarterback. Right. That's what he looks like to me right now. He looks light down below. He doesn't have a big base. Membu, the kid from Missouri, he looks the part.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Will Campbell looks like he's got grit. He's tough. He's farm boy strong, I'm sure. But when I put on the tape, I don't go, oh, that's Jonathan Ogden over there. That those are your Lane Johnsons. Your Trent Williams type of bodies. He's not even close to those guys.
So the you noting that you think he kind of lacks sand in his pants, wouldn't that also be an issue if he did have to bump into guard? I mean, we've been talking about Cole Strange being an undersized, lacking sand in his pants kind of guard.
And I almost compare his body type to a Cole Strange.
I don't think I like that.
This is getting worse by
the
sentence.
That is the perfect. I look at him and I go, that's what I thought. I thought of Cole Strange because Cole Strange is light in the pants too. And I just thought, okay, man. The bull rush is going to be an issue for this team if Will Campbell's our left tackle.
So we've settled in because the way Giardi said it was like, it's going to be Will Campbell. Kind of like throw your hands in the air.
It seems like everybody is settled on he's the lesser of the evils at this point.
Yeah.
Not necessarily I'm excited to draft him. It's, well, how much is he going to hurt? How much is my own personal PR as the person making the decision going to be hurt by taking him?
But if he's not a tackle,
it seems like we are.
And the other problem is there's been a lot of, well, worst case scenario, he's a Pro Bowl guard. And as Giardi says, how do we know? He's never played guard. You think he's a little light in the pants there, doesn't have a lot of stoutness to him.
Yeah.
So we don't know he's a Pro Bowl guard. My former boss with the Patriots did that with Isaiah Wynn. I was doing radio with him then, and he goes, worst case scenario with Isaiah Wynn, you got a Pro Bowl guard. And I was like, I don't think you know how worst case scenarios work. Worst case scenarios, he stinks. He's not a good player, and you use the fourth pick in the draft on a lineman who maybe plays for a year or two, and then you get rid of.
I'll be honest, though. I don't think Will Campbell's floor is as low as Isaiah Wynn's. I think he, like, even worst case scenario, I think he would be a good guard. I do.
Yeah.
Because of all those athletic attributes, and the shorter arms don't hurt you as much when you're bumped inside.
And I would also say nobody said Isaiah Wynn was a top 5 or 10 prospect. He went 20, whatever he went to the Patriots. So he was a lesser prospect, but there are some similarities.
Definite
similarities. Let's, SEC, left tackle, short arms. Oh, he'll be a guard, but is he a guard? That, like, there's a lot of similarities.
Let's face it. If the Patriots come away with selecting Will Campbell as the fourth overall pick, no one's going to have a big issue with it.
No.
Unless the other two blue chippers were available, then it's a different story. But if they take Will Campbell, Vrabel is going to look good. Everyone's going to feel pretty good. We got a left tackle now. We'll go with Stephon Diggs. And so Ashton
Jeanty
there.
Pat McMillan. Your skill positions are always going to get the blowback of, oh, how could you? I mean, look at the floor. Look at the ceiling. This guy has a lot of variability. Oh, he took a guard. Most football fans don't know how to evaluate guards or tackles at any point. That was also a Freudian slip that I called him a guard, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, good point. Do they have the hoods? Do they have this conviction that they really like Tyler Warren, man?
Right.
And they know they're going to get blowback, and they know they're going to get crushed. Do they have the guts to kind of, in the conviction, to pick the guy that they want?
617-779-7937. We're reacting to more resignation that Will Campbell might be the pick at number 4 next Thursday night for the Patriots. We'll look into some more updates to rumors around the Patriots draft. Ted has a strong opinion on a certain running back. Mike Vrabel's draft history, we need to dig a little deeper into that. And I'm going to bring up another team's draft that the Patriots should be striving for, a team that hit a home run just like the Patriots need to do next Thursday night. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.